Welcome to Inside the Castle, the podcast that goes behind castle doors to have real conversations with real people about solving the nation's toughest challenges.
I'm one of your hosts today, Aaron Schneider.
And I'm Emily Travoya.
Today we are continuing our series on construction management and are joined by Jackie Henderson, John Travis, and Alexandra Henderson Connors, who are going to talk to us about Construction Management Administration Application, also known as CMA Squared. Welcome all for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Great to be here. Thanks.
All right. So before we jump into this topic, I was wondering, could each of you provide us with a little bit of background about how you got to your position? And I know, Alexandra, you were here with us a couple episodes ago. So welcome back. But we're going to start with you, Jackie.
Thank you. I'm Jackie Henderson. I work in headquarters in the construction branch as a senior construction engineer. Part of my role there is training and development of our construction workforce. And a natural extension of that is my work with the CM Innovation Office. Currently, I am the proponent for the CMA Squared initiative, the Construction Management Administration Application, that is going to be a knowledge base for a significant amount of our construction management process.
And my name is John Travis. I am a program manager for the Technology Modernization Office, TMO, and I've been here for a number of months. And I come here by way of several years in a construction project office with Sacramento District, and before that, several years in the engineering division over at NAU in Germany. And before that, in private industry, I took care of document management systems for a consumer products engineering company. And I'm very happy to have brought all these things together in my current role.
I'm Alexandra Henderson Connors, and I'm thrilled to be back with the team on the podcast again this week. I am the manager of the Construction Management Technology Modernization Office, which is the execution arm of the Construction Management Innovation Office. And throughout this series, we're really thrilled to be talking with you all about the initiatives in construction management innovation.
All right. Thank you all. Before we jump in, Jackie, could you tell us a little bit about what CMA Squared is?
Absolutely. So CMA Squared is going to be a knowledge base that spans the life cycle of a construction project. So we're talking pre-award project inception all the way through construction, transfer, and closeout of that project. And this is going to bring together current process, policy, best practices that we're getting from the field. It's going to incorporate lessons observed to allow us to learn from them. And then it's also going to have job aids that are critical to allowing our construction workforce to more easily execute these processes. These are going to include agendas and meeting templates, rosters, forms, and quick references that are aimed for easy comprehension.
All right. So can you tell us how USACE currently stores and utilizes policy documentation, lessons learned, training, et cetera?
Sure. So right now we have a very spread out system of capturing these different documents, policies, processes. We've got a publications page that houses our engineering regulations, manuals, pamphlets, et cetera. We also have engineering construction bulletins on the whole building design guide website. We are emailed contracting policy alerts. We have acquisition guidance on a contracting page. And then we've got lessons learned spread out across multiple forums like Qualtrics or the military programs lessons learned.
So I heard you mention job aids in construction, and it seems like there's a lot of information out there that kind of needs to be brought together. How are you using this to help the workforce in what they need to get their jobs done on a regular basis?
I think we can approach this from a couple different ways. The first way is the onboarding process for new employees, trying to accelerate the time it takes for someone to become comfortable and confident in knowing our own policy and processes with our entire construction time frame. So that can take 1 to 2 years based off of some field interviews that we've conducted, and And from my own experience, it's tough to find what you need to find to learn to do your job. And for those who are already, you know, have many years of experience, just the time wasted to find or refresh your memory for all of this construction management information can be reclaimed if we have a better tool that can present that to you. So CMA Squared is aimed to be a self-help tool in that way. But perhaps most importantly, we have 40 plus districts and not everything is done the same way. And so we're looking to provide more consistency in our output for both ourselves and our stakeholders and contractors.
And to add to something John just said, and to build off of the previous question that you asked, right now it's easy for our workforce to miss critical information. If you don't receive an email telling you that there's a new engineering and construction bulletin, you aren't going to know that that information is out there. And likewise, if you aren't aware of the title or content of an engineering regulation, it's very difficult to effectively search the publication site. So we're really trying to bring all of that content together in one location. We're not trying to link people to external content. They should be able to find everything they need to execute a construction project, you know, as I said, from inception to turnover and warranty phase within CMA Squared.
Okay, so how does industry leverage commercial tools for knowledge management?
This was perfect timing for this question based on what Jackie just said here. So private industry, our contractors in the private sector, other AEC companies, typically use a commercial off-the-shelf system for something like this. But whether it's, you know, home-built, something that's on a company's intranet or a software system, the main power that our industry partners have is searchability, which we currently don't have. You know, if you were to go even to like headquarters intranet and type in, how do I execute my daily report? Or how do I perform a three-phase inspection? You either A, aren't going to get an answer, or you're going to get a huge deluge of information that probably is outdated, may not be the best practice anymore, may not be for your area of responsibility. We don't have a good system where you're able to search and see what is relevant to you and what is current. And that's something that industry really has a leg up on us on. So utilizing these knowledge management systems, they're able to search a quick topic and it will come up with videos. Here's the mandatory training on this that you should have taken. Haven't taken it? Let's do it right here. Here's a how-to guide. Here's quick tips. And here are templates where you can use to get started on this right away. So I think that what the CMA Squared team has already started to work on and develop is falling right in line with what our industry partners typically, for the most part, already have.
And we're excited to, you know, push the envelope a little bit as well. One of the things that we're working on in coordination with CMA Squared is a job site assisted quality intelligence tool. That is a large language model that we are using to help us create these articles that will populate our knowledge base. So we're very excited about that, and there'll be more to come on that in the future, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I think like one thing just throughout the entire Corps of Engineers, we have so much information. The Corps does so much different things. It's really amazing. But being able to tap into all of that knowledge that might be stored at some one district is really difficult. And I know that so industry, it sounds like, has good tools, but sometimes it's also difficult for us just to adapt the industry tools to us because of our security requirements or other things. So how are you exploring the options to optimize knowledge management within the core and to really facilitate it so we're able to share that information better?
So we are currently reviewing a comprehensive set of documents, those policy process. We've got training information and great district created documents as well. We're using those all to create these topic-based articles that will populate this knowledge base. And then those get reviewed by an advisory group. And that's a team that's selected by their divisions as construction management subject matter experts. So they're really reviewing these again. They're adding in their own best practices, things they've seen that have worked well. They're identifying, you know, where some policy or process doesn't quite align, or where we might need to add more information to an article to make it most useful. And then we're also conducting user testing of our website to ensure that we can provide the best user experience within the limitations of SharePoint.
I think you've all already touched on this a bit, but what benefits are there for USACE having more consistency in the way projects are executed across the enterprise?
So one thing that we haven't touched on too much yet is how CMA Squared is going to provide information on how our construction management IT system should be utilized. So right now we have the resident management system, and the current articles will outline how that should be utilized for each of the processes. In the future, we are looking to obtain a new construction management platform, and CMA Squared will adapt once we have that platform in place to provide information on how that platform should be used. So this is really going to be a tool that readies users for that new software and creates an experience for the enterprise where we can count on the data that comes out of that because everyone is using it consistently in accordance with the processes that are laid out in CMA Squared. So really standardizing the use of that platform.
I think to add to that, rather than just knowing what buttons to click within our software systems, such as RMS or its replacement CMP, it's knowing why we're clicking those buttons or making the choices that we have to make. So the construction management list of topics and articles are gonna spell that out for our workforce and make it easy to comprehend.
Yeah, this is gonna amplify our ability to share knowledge and capture information. We're hoping that it's going to reduce knowledge gaps in our workforce. And then really the goal is to create process competency and get outcomes that we can repeat time and time again in our construction projects. So we know, you know, this is the level of quality that we can deliver.
Well, I think that's really helpful. And I think this is, I believe, our fourth episode now talking about construction management. So it's really good to hear how CMA Squared kind of connects to those other platforms that we've already talked about. And I really like that you've all emphasized, my takeaway is that you're emphasizing the need to make the employee's job easier on the ground. So it's about getting the employees on board, up to speed, quicker, sharing information and learning so we don't have as many knowledge gaps. But in the end of the day, what that does, it just makes people's lives easier. And I think, you know, the more we can improve the lives of our employees, the better it is. So, you know, talking more specifically about CMA Squared, how is that specifically going to increase the competency with the other systems that we've been talking about on this podcast?
So I think the standardized use of that system is going to allow us to be able to rely on our data. Right now, we have difficulty determining whether fields mean the same things to different districts or divisions. And so it's difficult sometimes to rely on the data that's coming out of our current system. When we have standardized use of this construction management platform, we should be able to have easy access to reliable data that means the same thing to everyone who's using it. And then that will also help us make data-informed decisions. We can use that information to better future projects, look for trouble signs on current projects, et cetera, which will also help our workforce make their jobs a little bit easier.
Well, now that we know all about CMA Squared, can you tell our listeners how to get involved?
Absolutely. So very similar to our other efforts and initiatives that we've talked about throughout this series, we are reachable as a team at the group inbox cm_tmo@usace.army.mil. So that's the fastest way to get a hold of us. If something has struck you in this conversation, if you have ideas or something that has worked where you're at that you'd like to share or contribute, please send us an email there. And for our internal to USACE listeners, you can also reach us on the KM portal, the Knowledge Management portal, where we have an innovation portal with information about all of our active efforts.
All right. Well, is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap up for today?
So as part of the CMA Squared effort, we really don't want this to become a stagnant website. This is not something that we're going to build out and then just leave. So the goal of this team is on a monthly basis to be capturing what industry is doing, the lessons observed that are submitted, any changes to our policy, contracting policy alerts that come out. All of those things are going to get looked at on a monthly basis and incorporated back into our articles so that they stay up to date and current, and that our workforce can continue to rely on this as a source of truth.
Thank you for educating us today on CMA Squared and for joining us for this edition of Inside the Castle. We appreciate you and your insights. Until next time, be safe, be innovative, and be collaborative.
Thanks for joining us for this Inside the Castle podcast. To provide your feedback, email us at cw.infrastructure.team@usace.army.mil. Stay tuned for additional Inside the Castle podcasts as we explore life inside the core and revolutionize civil works together.